I just love that last song so much. When I think about what Brian just said about the next generation, I can't think of anything that's more important, you know, than us building this church, not just for us, our generation, but for the next one and the next one, which is why I get so excited when we start talking about this building campaign that we happen to be in the middle of. For those of you who don't know, it's called Raise 'Em Up, and it's called that because we can't wait to raise every brick up and build this new facility that MidCurrent has been blessed to have the opportunity to build. It's downtown Hudson, and you know, a couple weeks ago we finished up a message series that kind of addressed a lot of the details in regards to the campaign, but we know that for some of you who may have missed the messages, or maybe you just started joining MidCurrent since that series, or maybe you just still have questions, we know that there are still questions out there. And last week we asked you to submit them to us. So I brought Sten up here because I thought maybe we could just give you a high level, little bit of the details of what's going on with this building campaign and address some of the questions that we keep hearing the most.
Yeah, for sure. But we wanted to take time to do this. It might feel like, wow, this is kind of an awkward insert into what we're doing here. But we think that what God is doing through the campaign, it's not an insert. It is very much a part of the life of this church and where he is leading. And so what we wanted to do is take some time to talk about it right now. I know that in my own family with my wife and three kids, anytime there is something significant that we need to talk about, either myself or my wife, Erica, will call a family meeting, right? Where we discuss all the things that we need to talk about. And in a lot of ways, we wanted to do that today with this. Again, it's not just an add-on, it's not a tack-on, it's not some side information. This is very central to how God is at work here. And so we wanted to take just a few minutes to call a family meeting with all of us here. And if you're kind of new to MidCurrent, or you're going like, hey, I'm not sure if I'm in the family, you're welcome to just kind of sit in and take a listen. We'd be glad to have you be a part of this in every way possible. But if you're thinking, hey, I'm just checking in on things today, you get a chance to just check in and hear a little bit about how God is working here. Sound good?
Yes. Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, what we're looking at is this. It's a commercial building downtown Hudson. It's already existing. It's an already existing building. So all we have to do is what's called a build out to the interior, which is what the bulk of what we've been raising is going to go towards the moment construction begins, which could be as soon as January of this coming year. So one of the questions that we keep hearing over and over again is, why are we leasing and not buying at a time like this? Like, why aren't we looking into buying land?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one we hear a lot, and we want to make sure that we can address it. Our first priority, and when I say our, we've had not only our staff, but we've had a team of people in on these conversations. Guys like Randy Lindstedt and Dave McDaniel have been a part of our leadership from the beginning. Mike Leverty has stepped in to lead this project. We brought in voices like Alex Miller and Hannah Arlich at various places of the conversation. So our first priority was absolutely 100% to buy and to own and to build. The reality is here in Hudson, as we explored that, real estate and those types of opportunities are extremely unique in Hudson right now. For example, we looked into just available lots right now, and so we looked for the smallest and the cheapest lot, just for reference sake. We looked for the smallest and the cheapest lot right now, not that it matters to you, but that's lot number 5 at the big open space by the Hudson Movie Theater. That smallest, cheapest plot of land is $920,000. To build out a facility equal to the one that we are planning to build, which is 11,000 square feet, which is by no means extravagant, estimated costs right now of a new build-out are about $200 per square foot. So times 11,000 square feet plus $920,000 for the plot of land, we're talking $3.2 million to buy and to own and to build. And in addition to that, we're probably talking a 3-year process to do that as well. And both time and money are things that we didn't necessarily feel like we had right now. To do 3 years more, to do $3.2 million in total. So that might make you say, well, then why even do anything at all? That kind of brings us right back to where this whole campaign began, and the realization that things are not necessarily going well here at Camp St. Croix. So absolutely, buying is our preference. It's not realistic for us right now. And we also feel like right now is the time for us to find our next home in order to do what God is calling us to do. We continue to hear stories about families that don't find space for them here. We continue to hear stories about families not feeling either like we can handle the growing amount of kids downstairs, or we actually are continuing to hear more and more families uncomfortable at bringing their kids into a cold concrete basement. So for many reasons, we feel like we don't have time to stay here any longer, so we've got to do something. Buying is preferred, not in the cars for us right now.
I think that's why you always say, you know, it's a solution. It's not permanent.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we've said in a lot of times this facility that we're looking into, it's not permanent. This isn't home forever, not leasing forever. We're looking at in the 7 to 10 year lease with options to continue going longer, but it's not permanent. It's not even perfect. As we talk more about the building plans, there's some unique pieces to the building that honestly we would not have designed if we could have chosen. So we're just being upfront. It's not perfect, but what we do really believe is that it will position us really well for the ways that God is continuing to lead. We do believe it's going to position us well to continue to grow, to continue to be the type of church and community that God is calling us to be wherever that leads in the future. So not permanent, not even perfect, but we really do believe it's going to position us really, really well for everything that's to come.
Absolutely. So I talked a little bit about how if and when this build-out happens in January, the bulk of it is due up front. So a lot of the questions that we keep getting from people are, you know, when we planted just over 4 years ago, we had a denomination that kind of jumped in and supported us for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
And so, Sten, can you tell us, like, how much is that group going to contribute to this project, if at all?
We planted with a denomination who, toward this project, is going to be contributing a grand total of $0. We did plant with an organization that supported us for 3 years. That funding from kind of the mothership, if you will, ended well-timed right before COVID hit is when our funding from our kind of parent organization ended. So we are on our own, fully funding the ministry that we do, fully funding the staff that we bring on, the programs that we create, the buildings that we build. And so, no, if there's any gap, we don't have mom or dad coming to close the gap for us.
Right, and I think that's so important for people to know. So we are fully funding this, which is exciting.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting.
They're excited for us. Our kind of, regional supervisors and all that stuff based out of Minneapolis, they're thrilled to hear what we're doing. They are continuing to talk about how excited they are about what MidKern is up to. But yeah, they're not stepping in any way like that.
Yep, good to know. So the last thing, so this location, for obvious reasons is awesome. Great visibility, it's right downtown. We've got volleyball courts and all sorts of things that are gonna be super close and super convenient for us. But the question on everyone's mind with us being in downtown Hudson-Sten is where on earth are we gonna park?
Yeah, parking is a question that I hear over and over and over and over again, because it seems like, man, how is that going to work? The reality is, as we've talked about this, the truth is downtown Hudson does have a parking problem, but what we have discovered is not on Sunday morning and not in the section where we are gonna be calling home for the next foreseeable future. So it's not necessarily typical, it's not necessarily ideal, but what we have discovered as we have done our homework with this facility is the parking is actually more than adequate. The facility that we're moving into is a part of what they call overall the River City Center, the club up front and all the storefronts and all the storefronts downstairs. And collectively, the sites, the parking stalls on site, there's over 280 parking spaces on site. Sure, some of those are on the upper level. There are, I believe, 35 plus on the lower level. And what is actually pretty ample is street parking, not only right in front of our building, but then lining up First Street. And we've actually sent some scouts out in these summer months to figure out what is it going to be like on a Sunday morning. Parking from the morning hours till noon is free downtown Hudson. And if you go down there and take a look, there's actually at 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30 on a Sunday morning, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 cars maybe dotted up and down First Street. That we will have kind of first dibs on a Sunday morning. So not typical, not a big, beautiful lot, but actually more than adequate to welcome all the people that we anticipate welcoming through our doors. And we have some fun and hopefully creative ways to even turn what could be a negative into a positive and into an even more hospitable welcome to people that are trying to make their way to us.
Yeah, so you're saying that parking is the last thing that we need to worry about.
I'm not worried about it.
So for anyone asking, there's the answer to that. So we handed out these commitment cards a couple weeks ago. We have more at the welcome desk. We would love for you to prayerfully consider giving to this campaign if that's something that your family would still be interested in. And if you've already filled out one of these commitment cards, we just want to remind you to actually go online and also update your payments there too so that we can get a gauge for where we're at. We have a poster in the front near the welcome desk that is kind of keeping track of where we're at with all of this. And the sooner we can know where we actually are with the numbers, the better, I would say.
Yeah.
And one more thing, if you do still have questions or if someone you know has questions or if you have follow-up questions to what we just talked about, please be sure to email us. We would love to hear them. This is an open book.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we don't want to explain and answer in great detail. So the email to send those questions to is raisemup@midcurrentchurch.org. So raisemup@midcurrentchurch.org. And we welcome any questions that you have.
Any question, we want to answer it. Nothing's a secret. We're not hiding anything. We're super excited about where God's leading.
Yes. Thanks for being a part of it with us.